Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong practitioners participate in National Independence Day Parade. Artists, musicians, and poets persecuted for their belief in Falun Gong, Part 1. Bangalore, India. Middle school principal finds Falun Dafa 2 years after a dream. Atlanta practitioners tell tourists about Falun Gong at Stone Mountain Park. Sweden. Raising awareness about Falun Gong at Politicians Week. And Saipan. Falun Gong practitioners participate in Liberation Day Parade. Now for the stories.
Falun Gong practitioners participate in National Independence Day Parade. More than 200 Falun Gong practitioners participated in the National Independence Day Parade in Washington, D.C. on July 4, 2019. Falun Gong was one of the 116 participating groups in the nation's 243rd Independence Day celebration. Hundreds of thousands of people from across the USA and the world attended this year's celebration in the U.S. capital city. The parade set off at the intersection of Constitution Avenue and 7th Street at 11:45 a.m. As soon as the Tianguo marching band started performing, spectators reacted to the peaceful, soul-stirring music. Many people took photos and videos as the band marched by. The band director said that over 160 musicians participated in the parade, and all are Falun Gong practitioners, ranging from teens to octogenarians. Among the band members are doctors, reporters, engineers, company administrators, and students. The band performed a number of works, including Falun Dafa is Good, The Fall Rectifies the Universe, Delivering Treasure, and The Star-Spangled Banner. A practitioner from Maryland talked about why participating in the Independence Parade is so meaningful to him. He is originally from China, where Falun Gong has been brutally persecuted for 20 years. He said, "I was arrested and detained many times for not giving up Falun Gong in China. I treasure the freedom in America." One of the celestial maidens who demonstrated the sitting meditation on the Falun Dafa float said she was happy to help people learn about Falun Gong. She has been touched by the persecution in China. Her father was persecuted to death by the Chinese Communist Party for practicing Falun Gong. The organizer of the Falun Gong section of the parade said, "Falun Gong has been persecuted in China for 20 years. Many practitioners have been illegally detained, tortured, or killed for their organs, for organ transplantation. Falun Gong practitioners participate in the Independence Day Parade and deeply feel the freedom. We treasure the opportunity to practice Falun Gong in this free land and wish to let more people know about Falun Gong."
Artists, musicians, and poets persecuted for their belief in Falun Gong, Part 1. Falun Gong is an advanced practice of self-cultivation based on Buddha school teachings founded by Mr. Li Hongzhi. Since its introduction in 1992, it has spread to over 100 countries, and many people have experienced significant health improvement after taking up the practice. The Chinese government officially banned the practice in 1999. Since then, many practitioners in China have been persecuted for upholding their belief. Among them were talented artists, musicians, and poets. Some practitioners have died as a result of the persecution, and some were sentenced to many years in prison. Others have become handicapped as a result of torture they suffered in police custody, and a few have been forced to leave their homeland and flee to other countries. According to information published on the Minghui website, at least 9 artists have died and 75 were arrested, among whom 50 were sentenced to forced labor camp or prison. This report highlights a small number of the cases that have been published. Singer Mr. Yu and his wife were arrested in January 2008 ahead of the Beijing Olympics. They were detained in the Tongzhou Detention Center. Mr. Yu died in police custody on February 6th at the age of 42. Authorities concealed his death from the public and ordered his family not to disclose his death to anyone. Even his parents' home was under surveillance. Yu's wife was sentenced to a 3-year prison term and was tortured in prison for refusing to give up Falun Gong. Mr. Zhang Qiquan was a cartoonist who taught at an academy in Hubei province. He began practicing Falun Gong after he retired. He was arrested in March 2001. To make him suffer, prison guards ordered 2 prison inmates to torture him. Mr. Zhang was eventually released on bail for medical treatment in March 2007. When his family picked him up, he was only half conscious, and he had to be carried out on a stretcher. Even his own son didn't recognize him. After his release, he was frequently harassed by the 610 office and police. He never recovered and passed away at age 76 on May 1st, 2010.
Bangalore, India. Middle school principal finds Falun Dafa 2 years after a dream. A few years ago, Varki, the principal, had a dream in which he saw many people practicing a Chinese cultivation system on a large square. He was amazed, and after waking up, he started to look for this practice. 2 years later, seemingly by luck, he learned that the practice was called Falun Dafa and that it was free to learn. He invited practitioners of this self-improvement cultivation practice to teach his students and faculty, who said they had more energy after doing the exercises. The students also became able to focus better on their studies. Principal Varki invited the practitioners back on June 18th. At the entrance of the school, they saw a sign with large gold letters that read, "Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, tolerance." Principal Varki and his wife, Rose Ma, invited practitioners to their home located on the campus. Rose told them an amazing story. One morning she saw a silver Falun wheel symbol rotating in her house, and she could only vaguely see the inner structure of the Falun. It kept rotating as it moved toward the ceiling. She was astonished and watched it as it stopped before reaching the ceiling. Rose said the Falun radiated in an extremely bright silver light, and inside I saw colorful patterns. More than 600 students and faculty members learned the 5 Falun Dafa exercises from the practitioners. The students then read the book Juan Falun for their morning reading.
Atlanta practitioners tell tourists about Falun Gong at Stone Mountain Park. Falun Gong practitioners in Atlanta held activities in Stone Mountain Park on June 30th to tell visitors about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice. They set up displays about Falun Gong and the persecution in China and demonstrated the 5 exercises. Practitioners have been telling tourists from all over the world about Falun Gong at this scenic site for the past 16 years. Lee and Kevin came from Georgia. Kevin had learned about the persecution of Falun Gong on the internet. Lee and Kevin spoke with a practitioner about the persecution and then read the displays. Lee said he felt the persecution was very inhuman and appalling. Kevin said that the persecution was indeed happening in China, and the torture was even worse than what they had read about on the display boards. Max, a high school student from Florida, was saddened to hear about the persecution in China. He told a practitioner that his family members had experienced similar persecution during World War II. He wanted to help stop the persecution. He said, "We humans have climbed the tallest mountain in the world, crossed the deepest valley and largest ocean. We must be able to stop this persecution together. We need to stand up and tell others of the persecution and how wrong it is." Practitioner Cody came to Stone Mountain in 2001 when he was only 14. And saw the Falun Gong exercises for the first time. He remembered watching the exercises for a long time. He later obtained the book Juan Falun, and it answered many of his questions about life the very first time he read it. As Cody started cultivating himself according to Falun Gong's principles, of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, his family and friends noticed that he had changed. He said, "They saw that I no longer lost my temper like I used to. Even though I still make mistakes, I realize I'm wrong within a couple of seconds. Practicing Falun Gong has given me inner peace." Despite the hot summer day, Cody did his best to tell people about the persecution of Falun Gong. He said, "Falun Gong practitioners in China are still under a lot of pressure. It's so wrong. I would like to do my best to stop it. I learned about Falun Gong at Stone Mountain. I came back again to tell people about the persecution. It's a perfect circle."
Sweden, raising awareness about Falun Gong at Politicians Week. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the annual Almedalen Week, also known as Politicians Week, in Almedalen on June 30th through July 5th, held in the city of Visby on the Swedish island of Gotland. The week of activities included more than 4,000 events and tens of thousands of people from various political parties, news media, NGOs, and social and civil groups joined in. During the event, the practitioners talked to participants about the ongoing persecution of Falun Gong in China. Practitioners were interviewed by media and talked to political figures and civil groups while raising awareness of the 20-year-long persecution. Practitioners held a rally for an hour each day to help event participants understand the history of the Chinese Communist regime's violations of human rights. They also screened the documentary Letter from Masangia, which attracted more than 200 viewers. Many people were moved by the practitioners' kindness and resilience during the relentless persecution. And Sophie Alm, a member of parliament, came to the Falun Gong booth to show her support. She said that she had read the final judgment of the China Tribunal and that more people should pay attention to it. Many witnesses testified during the tribunal that the wait time for organ transplant were unexplainably short in China. It was also said that organ transplant hospitals are located very near major prisons, where many prisoners of conscience were incarcerated. According to her, this is definitely not a coincidence, but a horrific crime. The documentary film Letter from Masangia was screened during the week-long event, and experts on China human rights were there to answer questions about this story about a Falun Gong practitioner who was tortured in a forced labor camp for refusing to give up his faith. Many of the viewers cried during the movie. The discussion afterwards was spirited, and the topics included promoting free information in China and preventing Beijing's infiltration into Sweden.
Saipan, Falun Gong practitioners participate in Liberation Day Parade. Saipan, a commonwealth of the United States, held its annual Liberation Day Parade on July 4th, and Falun Gong practitioners were invited to participate for the 18th consecutive year. Many locals watched the popular parade, which started at 2 p.m. The nearly 1.5-mile-long parade lasted about 2 hours. The Tiangou Marching Band from Taiwan led the Falun Gong procession. The Tang Waist Drum Team from Saipan followed the band. The band performed on stage during a busy evening market as well. The MC announced, "Falun Dafa is really good," and invited practitioners to come again next year. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.